see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokers Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I would like to thank Nick as well for giving us Rachel. Out of the goodness of his heart.
Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. Y'all, here's how you know ABC really loves you guys. They released the Bachelorette cast bios so late this year that they have forced us to do 2 Here to Make Friends season previews.
Pretty sneaky. We see what you're doing, ABC.
Really building that buzz. Now, if you missed it, we taped a conversation at Build with Alexis and Olivia earlier this week. And we got to get sort of emotionally prepared for the season. We heard from Alexis about her friendship with Rachel and her cameo on the show. So definitely check that out.
But of course, we couldn't start the season without dissecting Rachel's Bachelors.
Literally.
So here we are, and we're ready to dig into some Waboom bios. Did I use that right?
Yeah, I think you did. Waboom is whatever you want it to be.
A few general notes before we dig in. First, good to note that this cast is actually super diverse. It's almost half men of color,
yeah.
Which no gold stars to ABC on this one, but
they've set themselves such a low bar.
Better than I expected, which was not much.
Yeah. I think there are 11 black men to date out of 31 to date a black bachelorette. So not as bad as usual, but considering that she said on next season she'd never dated a white guy, it still seems more
stacking the deck.
Yeah. More stacked in favor of an interracial relationship. A couple other trends. I think we noticed that these guys really love The Rock.
Yes. Love The Rock. Last year it was, God, who was it? It was
Matthew McConaughey?
No.
I remember a lot of the people on JoJo's season cited Matthew McConaughey.
Some investor. They really.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only, like, name brand investor.
Big Mark Cuban fans.
And also Matthew McConaughey. They were really into him.
Right. And ABC, that trend continues. And ABC also tried something new. They forced poor Chris Harrison to do a live reveal of all the men by himself in a studio
on Facebook Live. Facebook Live, the most awkward video medium known to man, especially when you put a host up there by himself with no one to bounce his ideas off
of. I really felt for Chris.
Some of his jokes, you know, were fine, but they always seem funnier when someone is up there laughing.
He also at one point said he was going to announce the guys in no particular order.
Definitely
but
alphabetical.
They were alphabetical.
And he's like, here we go, in no particular order.
Let's start with
Adam.
A.
Let's start with A, and then another A, and then another A, and then a B. Oh, I see what's happening, Chris.
Okay.
I think
now,
he just likes the
turn.
Sound of in no particular order.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I mean, we'll give this one to him.
Yeah. So Adam is 27. He's a real estate agent. And he, here's one thing that I really enjoyed about his bio.
Was it the most romantic present he's ever received?
That's a good one. It was a threesome for his birthday, which is when men get to do sex acts that their significant others would otherwise never agree to, I guess.
So out of romance.
Yeah. Which is why I
got
always
to fuck two women.
I always just tell Greg, like, I think your birthday already happened this year, and I gaslight him.
Greg's just, like, begging for a romantic threesome.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, no, the opportunity missed. Maybe next year. He has no idea when his birthday is anymore. Also, who's your favorite actor and why? He says Jennifer Lawrence because she is every girl's goal.
What is that, like, goal to be? And he wants other women to be him?
He wants other women to be an aspirational person for women, and I guess, and she is, and he likes that. And I just want to say, Adam, go fuck yourself. You don't know what my goal is. Also, I think
don't
the backlash against J-Law
Adam.
Happened like 3 years ago.
Yeah, he's a little late to this.
But he did used to cook 4-course meals for money in college as a side gig. So that's
L-O-L,
a benefit.
As he
that is hilarious.
But at least he likes a driven and passionate woman.
That's going to have to be a theme because Rachel
is the most driven and very successful and doesn't take shit.
Yeah. Next up is Alex.
28. He is an information systems supervisor. And he was on Ellen, I think.
Maybe. They all look the same.
They all
to
look
me.
Kind of alike. I thought he might have been one of the ones on Ellen.
Okay.
Oh, no. Maybe that was another one. Ugh, they all look. Okay.
They all look exactly the same. He does have the strong eyebrows a la Josh Murray.
He's better looking than Josh Murray.
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with a strong eyebrow.
He also once ate a live salamander.
That is a genuinely outrageous thing. It makes me think he was in a fraternity because why else would that have ever happened?
I was just wandering around and was like, here's this live salamander.
Why not?
Why
just
not
like
take a
see
bite?
What happens.
That's like a – how large are salamanders? Like that's not like a – it's not like a bug.
No. It's an amphibian.
That's a substantial
animal. It's like
animal.
Eating a live frog.
Yeah. It's horrifying.
And it's because frogs are the other amphibians you might know about. It's just like eating a live frog. What are your top three favorite groups/artists? He can only name two because music isn't a big part of it. I think we found the one person in the world who will openly just say, I don't like music. I don't care for it.
You know what? I kind of respect that because I'm the person on dates who always has to be like, look, I like music, but like I'm not like obsessive about
it. Not defined by the particular genre of music that you listen to.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if you're someone who's not into music, I think Coldplay and the Beatles really encapsulates what that
means.
That's
bad. Like Coldplay, come on. The Beatles is, sure, everyone likes the Beatles.
And then it says, who is your favorite artist? And he says, The Rock. And I guess artist is just being
like
used pretty broadly here. Artist, entertainer. As an arts writer, I'm offended by that equation. But who doesn't love The Rock?
He also has apparently given a significant other a car in the past.
He likes to be practical.
That is a generous gift.
Splashing out like $20,000 on a car. So apparently information system supervisors do a little bit better financially than I would have guessed.
Let's move on to Anthony.
Anthony, I had such ambivalent feelings about Anthony. He is 26. He's an education software manager.
He's smart. He's a Fulbright scholar.
Yes. He seems pretty great, actually.
Yeah.
He loves Moonlight.
He taught English in Indonesia.
Ivory Coast. Oh, also.
And Indonesia.
Also Ivory Coast. All the I countries. He got a Fulbright scholarship to teach in the Ivory Coast.
And he reads Murakami.
Yeah, this was the best part. So usually the favorite all-time book is a terrible one. People,
or they're like,
the best
I
do
literally
very poorly.
Don't know a book.
Yeah, I don't know a book, or it's Nicholas Sparks, everything he's ever written. The best part of Anthony's answer is the first few words. He says, tough, the most recent. And I was like,
you read more than one book.
It's hard for him to pick a favorite book. He
and
had
he
to
described
just go
it
with the
really
most
beautifully.
Recent one.
He says, it's like a dream I don't want to wake up from.
That's
a really
true.
Nice. I don't know, kind of I'm into Anthony. He seems maybe a little more intellectual than your average Bachelor contestant.
And he basically just describes Rachel and what is your ideal mate's personality like. You know, curious, able to laugh at silly things, but also hold her own in an intellectual conversation. That's kind of Rachel's profile. to a T.
And so. He has virtually no limits in the bedroom. There's a lot of
that
sex.
That part made me a little... I was sort of like, wow, I wish you guys had left that
Wait,
one
but,
out.
Okay, I feel like all of these guys are very open about their sexual quirks. And this is also... like the we've seen this franchise in the last few years, just really thanks to Nick, lean into the sexuality stuff in a way that, like, they wouldn't mention sex before. And now they're like, give the gift of threesomes and, like...
Yeah. In some ways, I almost feel like it's regressing back to the early aughts dating shows when, as Rose Buddies has pointed out, because they've recapped some of them recently, it was just all like, I want to get with that girl because she seems like she'd be wild in the bedroom, like super sexualized dating. We want a healthy balance here. Blake E. is 31 and an aspiring drummer. I'm sorry, 31 is too old to be an aspiring
okay, so
drummer.
So I have something to say about this.
Okay.
One of my old boss's friends, so Blake was one of the guys that came out, the kind of nondescript white guy, the non-racist one, on After the Final Rose. And after that, my old boss's friend posted on Facebook like, oh my God, Blake, my trainer. So he's a trainer.
He's a trainer.
I don't think he's actually an aspiring drummer. Like, maybe he just
he's
also likes drumming.
He's definitely not an aspiring drummer.
He's a personal trainer.
Also, I love his tattoos because they're almost just, like, reminders that he scribbled on his arm. He has LRLL for – it's like a drum line. And D for the dog I rescued. Like, oh, no, I might forget that I rescued a dog. Let's just put a D down there, and that will stand for dog. That's, like, the most basic – dog-related tattoo you could possibly get.
He was engaged to a crazy girl.
Yeah, legit, like, just a crazy girl. Lost some points for me there.
Yeah.
They were engaged, apparently, for 48 hours.
Also, your favorite flower is red roses. Like, come on. No.
He's a classic gentleman.
But, like, I just feel like don't say that when you're on The Bachelor.
Also, if you could watch any movie right now, what would it be? The new 50 Shades of Grey movie, because I love taboo sexy stuff.
Well, I think you need to dig a little deeper than 50 Shades.
Also, not that hard to watch it. It's everywhere. I wish I could have seen less of it just from the trailers. And he also just loves girls who have every trait of hotness. Fit
and
curvy.
But also, he's a sucker for a nice butt and a beautiful smile. There's no butt there.
Yeah.
Like
it's
those
and.
Yeah, and
yes, he's yes anding right. The fit and curviness with also a nice smile and butt. Also, the butt kind of goes
it's
along
curvy.
With curvy, but you know what? Whatever. And Blake is dead to me because he hates it when his date tells me about her cats.
Yeah, you could never date this guy.
I mean, legitimately, when I first met Greg, we spent half the time talking about my cat. So you know what, Blake? I don't need you. Some men have souls. And I'm not
talking
about
to Blake, parking ticket people do not have souls.
Also, I just love parking ticket people. People who are parking tickets, who have parking tickets, people who give out parking tickets.
I think people who give out is what he was going
for. They don't have
for.
Souls because of this job that they have that allows the city to collect revenue.
Soulless motherfuckers.
Then there's another Blake, Blake K.
He's cute.
He is cute.
29. He's a U.S. Marine veteran.
And he also loves The Rock.
A lot of The Rock stands.
He also really loves
Chipotle.
He loves Chipotle, and he loves his parents.
You know what? I'm into all of that.
I almost feel like he's too enthusiastic about how much he loves his mom. Like, at a certain point as a woman, you're worried that you won't ever be able to compete with how beautiful and perfect a guy's mom is if he describes her as my beautiful mother!
Exclamation point.
His father has passed away and he wants to have lunch with his dad.
So I'm sure we'll get some discussion of that.
He also doesn't like sharks, crocodiles, or monkey brains, so at least one of those things will crop up on one of his dates. I think we can be...
And he likes a long and fit woman.
Long.
Long. Does he mean tall?
I think he's used to seeing them prone. Yeah. If you laid that woman out on the ground, she would be so long. And then there's Brady. Brady looks very freshly scrubbed. He's a
male model. That chiseled jaw.
That pompadour. He would like to be Channing Tatum for a day.
But hates Mike, the situation from Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he just seems... I was like, there are better... He says that's the person he hates most in the world.
I'm like, really?
There are some pretty strong contenders for that right now. But Mike, the situation, who is no longer really in the public eye, seems like... So here's the thing about Brady. I really related to this one thing he said. The most romantic present he's ever received is Lululemon sweatpants because she knew the way to my heart is cuddling on the couch in high-quality sweats.
That's actually cute.
And it reminds me of myself. The cuddling part on the couch, like, as a lazy person, that is the biggest part of my relationship.
I mean, that is the foundation of any great relationship.
Some people like to hike together, but...
No, I don't understand those people.
No. I mean, some of my best friends like to hike with their significant others.
Same.
I don't understand
them. It's like
the
people that like to go to workout classes with their significant others.
Yeah.
That also wears me out.
Or at all. I don't like to go to workout classes at all. But he also says his least favorite things to happen on the date... His least favorite things on a date, paying for everything.
Saying goodnight.
Getting an Uber that doesn't speak English.
Like, the car
most,
does not.
Here's the thing. Most cars don't speak English. I think you're lucky if they speak a language at all. Also, the whole point of Uber, which has many problems, but it's pretty easy to get an Uber and never talk to the driver at all.
Right. Like, that actually doesn't seem very relevant to the equation of whether or not you like Uber.
He's just uncomfortable being in their presence.
So that worries me.
Yeah.
Seems like a red flag.
Also, if you hate paying for everything, don't, you know? It's 2017.
Yeah. You can go half and half these days.
Yeah. And I find that's often enforced by guys because if you say, I'd like to split it, then they take that as... a sign that you will not
have
sex with them.
I always offer.
Yeah.
And then I sort of leave it. It's like you just want to leave that ego alone.
Once I had a fight with a guy over it and I won, but we didn't go out again.
Wait, so. A fight about you wanting to split it?
Yeah.
I once had someone insist on paying for everything on a date. And then we went out the next time. And then he was like, so now you have to pay for everything
what?
For me. I was like, I didn't – what? It was so weird.
That's not how I do my budget. I don't like to one day pay nothing and the other day pay for two people.
Right. I was like, wait, this is not like an agreement like you offered. It's not like a contract I've entered into where now I like owe you something.
Yeah.
Monetarily, specifically.
Yeah.
It was very bizarre.
If you offer to pay for something, then that's on you.
Exactly.
Brian is 37, so he's a real adult person, and he's a chiropractor, which is not – I don't want to offend any chiropractors out there. That makes me nervous. Chris Harrison said that he did adjustments for all of them. My sister-in-law, who's a doctor, always would tell me that if you get your neck adjusted by a chiropractor, you might later have a stroke and die. And I was like, oh, cool.
I don't believe
now
that.
Now I'm afraid of chiropractors.
I don't know. I have had pinched nerves in my neck, and I love my chiropractor, and I love getting adjusted. So this would be like a dream.
Well, you haven't died yet, so
yeah,
we'll
I haven't
see.
Died yet. It's fine. Well, there's lots of other things I can die from. And honestly, I'd prefer to move through the world being able to move my neck without being in severe pain. So
well,
thank you,
chiropractor. Trade-offs that we make. Yeah. Well, they're pretty much all have the question listed, would you describe yourself more as the party starter, the wingman, or the laid-back one, which is
– I hate this question.
I don't like this question.
They all understandably are kind of like all of them depending on the situation.
Yeah. And it's a very narrow – and also it's just
also,
not
like,
that interesting to me.
Wingman doesn't make sense as a third thing between laid-back and party starter.
Yeah.
Like wingman to what?
It's a different thing. And then whenever a guy says the wingman, I'm sort of like, do you know what show you're going on? Because if you're feeling motivated to wingman, you're not going to end up with the one girl who's available. Also, what are your three best attributes? He does so many slashes that he ends up listing like seven attributes. Affectionate/passionate, personable/charming/funny, kind/good heart. Pick a word.
Those aren't three.
Stick
those
with
aren't
it.
Three things.
He just described his whole personality.
Something that I actually really liked that he wrote was, what's the most embarrassing style you've rocked? And he wrote JNCO jeans, which I, like, really appreciated because that's such a wonderful – anyone who grew up in the 90s, like, has distinct memories of JNCO jeans.
And then he says, skate or die, man.
I looked ridiculous. Like, I'm like, that's charming.
Yeah. He's all right. His favorite flower is the orchid, which is
– at least not a rose. And I know. No reference to a rose.
It's a flower that some guys, I think, don't even know how to describe.
He likes Bill Gates' charitable donations.
Yeah, he wants to be Bill Gates for a day so that he can experience the generosity of giving away billions of dollars, which is really sweet. He hates when his date has bad table manners, which is a pretty good
answer. The only thing that weirded me out was when he said that he wants 2 to 3 kids. And they have to be 2 boys and 1 girl because every boy needs a little brother and then they can protect their sister.
Okay, I want to speak to this because I have an older brother and a younger brother. And I know that at times they listen to this podcast sometimes. Hey, guys. Also, I know that they have tried to protect me, but mostly the effect that they've had on me psychologically is emotional torture. And that childhood of being a girl with 2 brothers is not something I would wish on people. Like, as adults, they're great, but, like, boys can be kind of vicious, you know?
They're there to protect you, Claire.
They were not protecting me when they were – well, my older brother especially exercised total dominion over the family of kids and just really liked getting me to cry at the dinner table. And that's what he wishes on his – you know, people with sisters are happier. I'm just throwing it out there, as many sisters as possible. Plus you can't control that, you know, so sorry, Brian. Good luck.
Then we come to Dean. Oh, Dean.
Wait, no, we skipped some people. Bryce is next. We're still in the Bs.
Oops. Oh, I missed them.
Bryce is a firefighter. He's 30. He is a laid back shot of gasoline when the fire starts to die.
That's his way of saying he's
word salading it.
But I think he's, like, being like, I'm laid back, but also a party starter.
Yeah. And when my bros need me, I'm a wingman. He saves someone's life pursuit on a motorcycle.
That's pretty crazy.
I want to even know the logistics of that. Like,
too, loves Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, God. If it were me doing these bios, who's your favorite actor and why? I'd be like, Matthew McConaughey, because he's every man's goal. And that's something I care about deeply. He's a good older brother. He cares about inspiring his little brother. So he's sort of proving Brian's theory about brothers right here.
He also once caught a girl's hair on fire while having sex. Like, does this mean...
That's wild, man.
I want to know the logistics of this as well. Like, were they having sex near a bedside table that contained a lot of candles?
Here's my theory. They're engaging in a little wax play. They're doing it sort of like in a doggy style situation. So her hair is near him and he's trying to drip hot wax on her from a candle. And then
with just a normal, like, open candle. Just like a lit candle.
Listen, not everyone knows about the right ways of doing wax play, Emma. Some of us are just out there.
And he's just like,
winging
oops,
it.
You're bald now.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that wax feels good. Wait, what's happening back there? Nothing. Everything's
also,
fine.
Hair smells terrible. Not a sexy situation.
Yeah, he didn't say it was on accident. I don't know what he's into. He describes himself as a lover, as a fresh drink of water with a jolt of lightning that sets your hair on fire, presumably. That's a really gross
way. I don't
want to
drink water that...
It's a gross way to describe yourself.
Has absorbed that much electricity.
Water really conducts electricity really well. The worst thing about him, though,
Bryce... is transphobic.
His biggest date fear is the chick is actually a dude, which is such a 90s movie
thing
to say. And
also, like, there's always one of these guys.
Yeah.
Every season, at least one. It's just, like, what? No. Go away. Trans women who are women, first of all, not secret dudes, are not – their goal in life isn't to go around, quote, unquote, tricking morons like this guy into sleeping with them.
Yeah. And it feeds this sense of anxiety that – I mean, honestly, if you – you know, learn that your date is a trans woman and you're like, I can't deal with that in a relationship. That's, you know, something that happens in dating is you meet people, you decide you don't want to date them, and it's over. It's not something to be afraid of, and that leads to women
This is why trans women are getting murdered, especially trans women of color, at some of the highest rates in this country. So, yeah, not a fan of Bryce.
Yeah, 1,000 points off for that, Bryce, which leaves you at a cool negative 1,015 points. And he wants to be a professional Instagrammer, so he's definitely on the right show.
Well, I think the flat tummy tea will be there waiting for him.
Yeah.
And diff eyewear.
God, what a piece of crap. Dean. We've met Dean, I think.
Dean is the one who made the unfortunate...
We're in a real dark period of the bios.
Once you go black, you never go back comment after the final rose. And it's unfortunate because he's very cute.
He likes his mom. His mom passed away around 10 years ago. He wants to have lunch with her.
He likes mint chocolate chip ice cream. Like, nothing else here is really offensive. We learn his family lived in a mobile home when he was young.
Yeah. A lot of this bio makes me really feel for him. And then I think of what he said on national TV. And I hate him again. It's very confusing.
I really laughed at his "what does being married mean to you" answer.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I think marriage is an institutionalized sham derived from religious beliefs. That said, when I get married, it's a lifelong commitment.
It's a sham that I am fully personally committed to.
I will commit to. It will be for life. I will never get divorced.
God.
But it's a goddamn sham.
I can't imagine him ever not bringing up the, you know, I think this is a sham during an argument down the line. It's like, I'm fully committed, but when the going gets tough, I just want you to know.
This is a sham.
I don't believe in this. Next, DeMario's cute. Chris Harrison hinted that he might not be there for the right reasons.
I don't like that.
I know.
I really like DeMario. Also, I realized that DeMario was the first one we met on After the Final Rose.
And he was fine.
And he was cute. He came out with tickets to Vegas for her and was like, we can go elope. Like, it was, he was actually like... the least awkward of the four.
Yeah.
Super cute. He's very tall. And I really loved his solid pop culture references.
Oh, yeah. He's really into Denzel and Prince. He actually says he doesn't have any pets, but when I'm married with children, I will own a pet lion named Denzel.
That seems like the wrong moment.
Why would you wait until you have tiny little... prey creatures that you love and that you want to preserve their lives, introduce a predator into the environment to potentially devour them. It's odd.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe he needs to rethink that one.
Yeah.
I really loved that he wrote, I won't lie, I love attention. Not like 07 B. Spears attention or 2011 Sheen. Natural attention, like when Justin and Britt wore those incredible denim outfits.
And it's true. That is natural attention. They did not plan any sort of – they just both showed up and they were like, whoops, we both wore Canadian
but
tuxedos.
To be fair, those Canadian tuxedo outfits are iconic.
That's
and
true.
I like that he would reference them.
He hasn't forgotten the early aughts, that's for sure. And he has a little sister, and he seems to be a big fan of hers, which is cute.
He also, the most romantic present he's ever given is surprise tickets to see Beyonce and Jay-Z because Bay and Jay equals everyone's relationship goals. He's not wrong.
Yeah.
Bay and Jay.
Although
goals.
After Lemonade, I was like, I guess there's some cracks in this relationship.
That's true. It's not perfect. They are working through it. I mean, Jay-Z doesn't deserve her. It's fine.
Yeah.
But whatever. No one does.
That's like every couple, though. It's like the you look at the guy and you're like, he doesn't deserve her.
But also, if someone surprised me with tickets to Beyonce, that'd be a great gift.
I take that. I take that. Next is Diggy. I really want to know what his given name is.
Chris Harrison said it. I think it's Kenneth.
Kenneth?
Yes. But there's another Ken, so...
So they went with Diggy?
I like his glasses.
Yeah. Sorry. So distracted by that name.
He's 31. He's a senior inventory analyst. There are a few names, like notable, quirky names.
Yes. There's an Iggy and a Diggy. On Saturday nights, he's busy recovering from day drinking. Sure. He once had a sexual positions contest during a spring break trip. This is someone I probably wouldn't hang out with.
No. Well, yeah, I was not the Cancun on spring break type.
Yeah.
I know everyone's going to be very
once
surprised.
Once the sexual positions contest enters into it, I'm like quietly slipping back to take a nap in my hotel room. His most embarrassing moment was getting trapped on a toilet for hours.
Fifth grade.
How do you get stranded on a toilet?
Sad.
I guess he needed toilet paper.
Fifth grade.
At a certain point, it's all dry, though.
He likes The Devil Wears Prada. That's sweet.
Yeah. So, you know, you could go see movies together.
Wait. Okay. This fun story about a one-night stand.
Oh, God.
It's fucked up.
It's so fucked up. He spent all day with a girl. They had sex. And then she got a text saying her brother was missing. So he pretended he was asleep because he didn't want to help her.
What a fun story. When I literally had no compassion for this woman who is in my bed, who I penetrated, and I literally can't wake up for 5 minutes to offer sympathy that her brother is missing.
Yeah, that's real classy. It's like, I've gotten what I wanted out of you, and now...
Such a fun story.
I wonder if that woman is reading this now and
she's
just
like,
finding
fuck you,
out
dude.
For the first time that was all... She has to reconsider how that whole went. His ultimate date is one where they're both experiencing something new together and stepping out of our comfort zones. I bet the Bachelor producers love that answer. It's also their favorite kind of date. Next is Eric.
Eric is the dancey one from After the Final Rose.
And he's
really
a personal trainer.
I guess they just had too many personal trainers. So they
you don't say.
Double up. Yeah, so shocking. Chris Harrison even made a joke about it. He was like, I know we've never had a personal trainer on this show.
And then there was just dead silence because he was
alone
up there.
That was a decent joke.
And if he could be someone else for a day, he would be Tony Robbins because he hosts amazing seminars. So this guy is like a trainer with aspiring, like, inspirational speaker type tendencies. Which makes sense because remember his intro before the dancing started? His whole spiel to Rachel was like,
it was very like,
we are both
deep.
From places and now we're here and we're with
live
each other.
Live in the moment. What like, will be, will be.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. What beautiful dream can grow out of this. And it was a little much, but he's practicing his Tony Robbins. If you're stranded on a desert island, he would need a book of Proverbs.
I'm surprised he didn't say green drink, as that is his favorite drink.
He just went practical with water.
That's fair.
I just, like, what's the point of the game if we're not assuming that you have everything that you need to sustain physical life? Like, that's the worst answer to the desert island thing is, oh, I would want water, matches in a waterproof container, a hammer, and a knife. It's like, no, that's literally the opposite of the point of this whole question. He would like to live in a time period before money was involved. I'm sorry to say, dude, I think it would have been like physical violence instead. I know money makes things complicated, but pre-monetary humanity was not the most fun place either.
No.
And next is Fred. He is a 27, an executive assistant. He has a really cute story.
Best anecdote from this was the real value of Chris Harrison's reveal. Apparently, when Fred was in elementary school, he went to summer camp and he had a crush on his camp counselor.
And his camp counselor
was Rachel. It's really cute. Like, that's really cute. I'm as someone
He's
who
living out
went
like
to
a
camp,
Disney
like,
movie.
I kind of love it. I love that. What a good hook.
Yeah, he wants his Disney Channel ending. And I want it for him, too. He's laid back on weekdays, but then on the weekend, he's a party starter. So basically, he goes to work.
He's another really smart one. He attended 2 graduate school programs from 2 different universities simultaneously and graduated from both in the same weekend.
Yeah. He's a hustler. He's got his energy
and he also his drive. Would want to be Ellen.
And his favorite artist is Basquiat.
Yeah, this guy is good.
Maybe one of his degrees was in art history.
The weird thing he wrote is that there are times I get aroused at work and have to go back to my desk.
Yeah, what? I mean, I'm sure that's not super uncommon because apparently male anatomy is just, Nick, can you speak to this? Would you rather not speak to this?
Nick's just popping a boner at work.
Nick just gave us a significant look. But like, you kind of just, we just assume it happens and we don't talk about it.
It's just like an odd thing to call out on your bachelor bio.
Yeah.
That's all.
Also, because it makes it sound like that's a thing specific to you, which makes it creepier than just being like, oh, well, you know, guys, sometimes we can't, like, keep it down, but then we hide it and it's fine. On the other hand, he would describe himself as an unselfish lover, so.
That is a plus.
So that's the good side of his bedroom life, and the bad side is just being aroused constantly. We're going to take a quick break, but stick around. When we get back, we'll have more merciless analysis of Rachel's Bachelor. Stay with us.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate like what's the correct amount of social energy, what kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize, what space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge. Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Aloe Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, there's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Aloe Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
Allomoves.com, code LTSI20. 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Next is Grant. Grant is 29. He is an emergency medicine physician. Few Ooh, doctors this season.
Yeah, few doctors and few lawyers, actually.
Yeah. And he...
He would want to be the president of the United States for just one day. You
please,
know what?
You please, know what? Do
step
it.
Step in, Grant. Your country needs you.
He is apparently someone who was willing to poop in an open Coke bottle when necessary.
In
so
Peru. I mean,
he's not someone
bugs.
Who's afraid of yeah. a tough situation. But, you know, he likes being the center of attention while appearing to maintain a humble outlook
so
on
sneaky.
It. This allows for others to envy and respect you more. You know what, dude? Now we know. So your cover's blown.
He also used to sing Ice Ice Baby at bar mitzvahs, which is an endearing detail.
His favorite magazine is Playboy Winky Face. I bet he gets it for the articles. And he prefers solo sports because there's no one to blame for loss but yourself. And I bet he doesn't say this, but I bet also because there's no one else you have to give credit to if you win. I don't trust this guy.
He wants to live in the future.
He doesn't want to dwell on the past. No need to dwell on past issues. Okay. Good for you. Next is Iggy. Ignacio,
not,
I think is his name.
Not to be confused with Diggy.
I plan on confusing them. A lot.
Iggy's 30. He's a consulting firm CEO. These guys are all tall. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Well, 5'11".
No, but he's like on the shorter end.
Right. And how tall is Rachel? She doesn't seem that
she's
tall.
Not that tall. That's why I'm. That's yeah. why it's notable. Like for Desiree's season, they were all super tall, but she's tall.
Tall, yeah. He does a little classic interview tactic here. What are your three best attributes? Passionate, loyal, and witty. What are your three worst attributes? Wink, wink. Passionate, loyal, and witty. Get it? Because they're his best and his worst attributes. And presumably he doesn't have any others. He'd like to be Usain Bolt for a day.
He loves Tom Hardy.
Because he's a beast. I don't know enough about Tom Hardy to know what he's talking
he's
about.
Jacked.
Sure, yeah. So is The
he
Rock.
He also gets boners at work.
Wait, seriously. It's like suddenly in 2017, we've decided that it's time. I blame Donald Trump. He's like, listen, I can talk about grabbing women's vaginas. You guys can talk about whatever sexual stuff you have
all
going on in the office.
All the boners you pop during board meetings.
I had to present sitting down. I bet that wasn't obvious at all.
He likes Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
You know, I
appreciate he's into surrealism.
These guys, a lot of them actually know an artist.
At least one.
A visual artist.
I wonder what most guys put for that. Like, I don't
the
know.
The Rock.
The Rock. You're right. I forgot about that already. I wiped it out of my brain. Okay, next we have Jack Stone, is the James Taylor of this season.
That's like a very...
one name was not enough to to encapsulate him.
Like... That's a very...
it's like the hero yeah. of a political thriller.
Yes.
Or something.
He's an attorney. He's 32.
He's 5'11". He's
anxious. I like him already.
Oh, his mom passed away from cancer, and he admired how she handled that her illness.
He's once skydived in the Swiss Alps.
Here's my problem with Jack Stone.
Oh, this one's bad.
What is your favorite flower? Tulips, basically roses without thorns. There's a metaphor somewhere there.
They are not roses
they
without
are not,
thorns.
There are so many flowers that look more like roses without thorns.
He was like, I know two types of flowers.
Yeah.
One of them is roses. The other is tulips.
Tulips are so because roses are distinguished by having these layers of petals, and tulips are cups. There's
they
just
don't
one
look
layer.
Alike. Take note, men.
And as someone who really loves tulips... I take offense. They are their own thing.
Okay, but yet again, this guy seems to have traveled. He seems to have read a couple books.
His favorite book is Catch-22, but his favorite author is
John Grisham. Well,
points
maybe
off.
It's just like he, you know, that's just the fun. That's the fun reading.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that he read, like, sparknote.com for Catch-22 because his answer
is the narrative
because
style.
Of the narrative style and use of real historical events. Sounds like you picked that up somewhere, buddy. And next we have Jamie. Not James, Jamie. He's
Jamie with
32.
A Y.
Yeah. I think Jamie with an I has become feminized. Like a lot of women are named Jamie, J-A-M-I-E.
Yeah, I haven't really seen Jamie with a Y, though.
Yeah. He is currently removing a tattoo on his shoulder.
Oh, did we say he's 32 and
he's
a sales, 32. Sales account executive?
He's on the short side, 5'9".
That's not a, yeah, I mean my...
Short side for this season.
For this season.
Not in general.
That's actually about average.
And he would like to be someone less fortunate than himself for a day.
So he can appreciate his own life more.
That feels like a little exploitative. Yeah. It's like taking kids to look at homeless people on the sidewalk so that they can, like, appreciate the effects of poverty. It's like...
Yeah, it's not great.
Way to utilize these poor people for your own selfish methods.
He likes chocolate and peanut butter.
Sure. Who doesn't?
I love chocolate and peanut butter.
I mean, me too. But, like, it's very... Like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Hi. Like,
yeah, it's perfect.
He's not super interesting.
He doesn't want to make any plans, which is probably good that he's going to try to get engaged. What does your ideal mate look like? A model. You know what? At least he's honest.
You know, some men aren't into models. Some men prefer like plus size model style women who are curvy instead of straight up and down.
And he's like, yeah, look, open-minded. I just fully endorse unrealistic
just models.
Beauty standards for women. I just literally want to date a model.
I think the most notable thing about him is that he says, I do not have female
friends. Oh, my God. This guy's a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Great. I bet that you're a joy to date. If you can't talk to women unless they're a model that is currently having sex with you. Jedediah, really getting pretty biblical with this name. He is also an ER physician. He's 35. He's 5'10".
He appears to be a man of faith. He has a cross tattooed on his wrist.
Yeah. He's got Proverbs 3:5 on his back and a wolf on his left shoulder, which, as we all know, is a powerful biblical symbol for – I'm making that up. I don't think they're wolves
in the Bible. But all of his former dogs were more than half wolf.
That seems, like, illegal, isn't it? I don't think you're supposed to keep wolves as pets.
No.
That's terrifying. Once he's stripped for a friend's big sister's birthday – okay. And this was in high school – If any of my friends' little brothers ever stripped for me, I would be so grossed out. Like, especially at that age. Because just a couple years can make a big difference
like
when you're, ugh, no, I don't like that. But, you know, he needed to make money, so if that's fair. Built his parents a log cabin, a huge log cabin. It's 5,000 square feet. And he likes wildflowers. He's a mountain guy.
Yeah. Very, very outdoorsy.
Yeah.
He's had sex off the Continental Divide on a glacier.
He's, like, really a mountain guy.
Also, again, curious about the logistics of this. Just, like, directly on the glacier? Like,
she was the one on the glacier. He was, you know, using her probably as a little human body heat. I'm expecting the worst of all these guys.
He loves South Africa as well as scrambled eggs.
Sure.
Loves both.
And good pens. I relate to that. I love good pens. Or even just new pens, you know? I just feel good getting a new
coffee.
Pen.
That's also a good thing.
We have so much in common, Jedediah. Forgive you for all the other stuff you said. All right. Jonathan is 31. His occupation is tickle monster.
Apparently he's actually a doctor. Yeah.
They had just too many doctors.
This guy was the awkward one on Ellen who asked when his turn was to kiss Rachel. And Alexis's comment was never.
I'm sorry. If your title is Tickle Monster.
You're not going far.
Yeah.
It's just not happening.
And also, like, and I'm a woman who likes a cuddly guy. I'm not like, you have to be rugged and manly to be sexually appealing.
He's probably
Tickle
pretty
Monster
pissed
is a little childish.
His title is Tickle Monster.
Yeah, that's just not, it makes you sound like.
It makes me wonder actually if he's like a doctor that deals with children or I don't know. I guess we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, that does, I would just be thinking of little children whenever I was with him. And that's not
the most sexy association.
No.
His top three favorite musical artists are hilarious.
Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, Flo Rida.
What a combo.
Okay. What's the most romantic present you've ever given? An engagement ring.
Oh, he's divorced.
He's divorced. Okay.
That, I can't remember the last time.
JJ.
Oh, JJ. Yeah.
I wonder why he got divorced, because we know JJ got divorced because he cheated on his wife.
I don't know. This
right after
seems...
she had a kid.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
He seems like a different personality type than JJ.
And he lost his virginity with his ex-wife. So I wonder if he sort of had a starter relationship and
young.
Then yeah.
got married young. But he does ensure both himself and his partner are sexually satisfied.
Specifically his ex-wife.
He usually lasts a long time.
Okay.
In a good way.
You know what, dude? I don't need to know. And you know, guys,
in a good way.
Guys always think it's in a good way. And you're like, you
you're
know
like,
what? I'm ready.
Finish
Let's
up.
Wrap this thing up. Doing it for 45 minutes does not make it good. Next is Josiah. Is that right? Yes. He's 28. Yeah. He's a prosecuting attorney. A typical Saturday night is going to a cigar bar and then heading down to South Beach.
It's a pretty little Miami guy.
Pretty busy. and
oh wow. His father.
So I guess his brother or half brother, it's not clear, committed suicide, and his father he said was kept it together for the family and
committed his entire life to taking care of at-risk youth.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
He's had sex at the office. How do people do this? I need someone who's had sex at the office to explain
it
to me.
I mean, our office has rooms that have literal bed. It would not be that hard
but
to have sex.
But they do not have locks on the door.
No longer, but they used to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I've had sex at this office, but it's probably disgusting.
You seem to know an awful lot about the logistics.
I just don't think it would be that difficult to have sex in an office in a room that has a bed in it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more the knowing that someone else could come in at any time and then you would be fired. That's like
I think some people might enjoy that thrill. No, same.
That's true.
But
his worst date memory is that a girl arrived on the date pregnant.
And he says he was being catfished.
So I maybe it was pictures of another girl, or maybe she just didn't tell him that she was pregnant.
That's not exactly
not exactly catfishing. I can understand
why that would be startling.
Yes, if I went on a date with a guy and he was like, "By the way, my ex is having a baby next month," I would be like, "Okay, good luck with that. I'm not getting involved." That would be startling, to say the least.
If he could have any job in the world, he'd want to be the head state prosecutor in his community to effect real change.
Real change in what direction, though? That's what I want to
know.
Well,
he wants to help those that have made mistakes.
I still need more detail.
Yeah, we're not
quite
sure.
Before I give him my vote.
On his policies. But, you know, his heart seems to be in the right place.
Next, we have Kenny. He is a professional wrestler. He's 35. Professional wrestler is pretty...
He also likes The Rock.
Well, I mean, The Rock
and
is basically...
Denzel.
It wasn't The Rock a wrestler? Before he became an
yeah.
actor. We've like so forgotten that he was a wrestler.
Makes sense for him to, but this is like the fifth guy who loves The Rock.
Yeah.
Oh, his favorite all-time book is The New Jim Crow.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fantastic
a
book.
He says it enlightened me to a whole lot.
A whole lot.
Same. It's a very enlightening book if you haven't read it. It's about the prison industrial complex.
The most romantic present he's ever given is edible arrangements. Dude.
Here's some cantaloupe cut into the shape of a flower. No.
Dude, like that. I mean, I won't say no to an edible arrangement, but
I will
say it's not the most romantic thing you can do.
He's 35.
And he has a daughter.
He's got a lot to learn about giving romantic presents. Yeah, he has a daughter.
That's nice.
He'd like to live in ancient Egypt. Cool.
Why?
I mean, it does seem cool from a distance. Have you ever read The Egypt Game?
Yes.
Yeah, YA book about kids who pretend they live in ancient Egypt. But then you have to do it without all the bad stuff, like indoor plumbing. Or lack of indoor plumbing, I should say. Kyle is next. He's 26.
There's a decent number of 26-year-olds.
Yeah, a lot of guys who are a solid 5 years younger than her. He is a marketing consultant. He's 5'11". He doesn't trust people, and he has disdain for authority. So that seems like it could be really fun on this show, especially when Rachel is the authority. But as long as he doesn't perceive her as corrupt, it might be fine.
he wants to have lunch with Donald Glover or Edward Snowden. You know, these are good. These are decent choices.
Those would be interesting people to have lunch with.
I would like having lunch with either of those people.
I feel like Edward Snowden might be a little introverted. I'd want to draw him out a little bit.
I just listened to a great interview that Duray did with Edward Snowden.
So you don't even need to have lunch with him.
And it was fascinating.
And then there's just a question that says, gluten?
He doesn't know what it is or what food it lives in, but he selects gluten-free things.
This is just what happens when certain, like, food intolerances become trendy is people are like, well, I guess gluten is bad for me. And it's like, not if you don't have celiac and you would know. Like,
well,
he's just like,
know,
I guess
he doesn't know what gluten, quote, lives in.
But like, why not just like to be safe, just not have gluten when it's available, but other times have as much gluten as I want. What, like, there's no logic behind that. He prefers hotspot clubs. I hate questions like that.
He explored BDSM with his ex.
He was a dom. He enjoyed it with her, but he doesn't like hurting people, so that might not be his real
fetish.
Yes.
That's cool.
I don't know what Rachel's into, and I'd really rather not. I wish they would just keep all of this out of it. His ideal mate is a 7+.
Oh, my God. Looks matter.
For the ideal candidate.
Any culture or skin tone, but a big butt.
Oof.
Who's a 7+?
A big
butt. Not just butted. A 7. No 7 will do.
But is the butt a 10?
I like that these guys are just shamelessly shallow. Just openly.
I mean, to be fair, Rachel's gorgeous, so.
No, they're lucky because she does look like a model, and she's definitely a 7, at least a 7+.
Yeah.
If I'd she's give her a 10.
If she's only a 7, then I don't want to think about what my
she's
rating
like a 12.
Would be. Yeah. Which means that I could be a 9. No, still not. Maybe a 7. Guys, don't tell me what you think my rating is. I don't really want to know. All right. Lee is 30. He's a singer-songwriter. And we heard from Chris Harrison that he's a bit of an instigator in the house.
That hair.
He has a really tall.
It's bad.
Jordan Rogers style bouffant, and he's wearing a salmon pink polo shirt. It's not a good look. It's a lot of look, but it's not good. And if he were stranded on a desert island, he'd bring a hook, the right girl, and a fire source. That'd be all I'd need to survive and could learn how to make booze. Period. Sand gnats. What?
Where did
would he bring the sand gnats?
Come in here?
Would he use the hook to kill the sand gnats? Did it just occur to him that sand gnats existed at the end of that, but he didn't know what to do with it?
I think, I mean, maybe this was question like 675.
Also, he falls into the pitfall of what would I practically need to survive on a desert island?
He also loves Matthew McConaughey.
He has very strong family values and dedication. That's what I always think of when it comes to Matthew McConaughey. He's played at just about every venue in Music City, so good for him. And
he's a pleaser.
He's a pleaser.
Under wraps.
He doesn't want people to know that he's a pleaser. Well, secret's out, buddy. We know.
He's like, I didn't want anyone to know, so I just was like, I'll write it on this questionnaire that will be printed for all of America to read.
No one will ever know. Lucas, we're here. Lucas is 30. His occupation is Waboom. If you could have lunch with one person, who would it be and why?
At least he acknowledges that she is Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, so he said he wrote dead Bruce Jenner, alive Caitlyn Jenner. The thing is,
would be a very interesting
she's always
combo.
Been.
Right. That's not what people mean when they say dead name. They don't mean that person is dead. It
and
just
they've
means
literally
don't
transformed
use that
to a different person.
I mean, to be fair, like Caitlyn has talked about herself
her earlier years as
using
as
the
being
name Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah. And she's more comfortable with that.
The point is,
however,
she is one human.
She is
being.
One person. It's not that there is a Bruce Jenner who is now dead. There's a Caitlyn Jenner who is now alive. She's been the same person.
But at least he does acknowledge that Caitlyn, she is Caitlyn Jenner, not like.
Yeah, it's yeah. just a really weird
It's a
choice.
Very weird way, but I'm sure, you know, maybe they would have an interesting conversation.
Do you think that you would describe Caitlyn Jenner's occupation as waboom?
You know, I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I need a definition before I describe. Right now, I'm going to describe everything as it.
It's a lifestyle.
He also hates the situation from Jersey Shore.
And which is, I think that they're reacting to how similar they are to the situation from Jersey Shore. It's like you hate that which you see yourself in. And, like, meanwhile, he loves the cast of The View, apparently. He would take the cast of The View to the desert island, but he hates the situation. I can tell you which one he's more like, and it's not the cast of The View. Also, why would you bring the cast of The View to a desert island? I guess he just couldn't stand being without their morning
also, they
news
ask
breakdowns.
If you could be any superhero, which one? And he names two.
Because he wants the best of both worlds, Superman with Batman's money. That's not the point of the question. It's like if someone says, would you rather be able to fly or be invisible? And they said, both. I'd like to both fly and be invisible. Well, yeah, fucking duh, you'd like both. They're both desirable.
About this guy is that he wants his ideal mate to look like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, The Little Mermaid, and Jessica Rabbit. Cartoon women. This man does not want a real human woman. He wants a line-drawn cartoon.
Does he want them all in one person? Or do you think he would take, like, she has the head of Belle and the boobs of Jessica Rabbit and the tail of Little Mermaid and the beautiful...
Definitely the tail of Little Mermaid.
The hair of Cinderella. That would be a great bachelorette. That composite, I would watch that season.
Only if she had the mermaid tail.
It's like, I can't just say Jessica Rabbit. I need to also emphasize that other, you know, physiologically impossible women would also work for me. I'm not picky. She could look like Cinderella or Jessica Rabbit. It's fine.
Our options.
And he's one of the people who apparently came into the show with some beef. I think the other one was Blake E. They were on this show Exile together,
which
is a show where broken up couples go away on an island. And
is Blake – so I hope that someone stole the other one's ex.
I think that's what happened. One of them vibed with – but clearly not in a permanent way because they're both here dating Rachel. Lucky Rachel.
He hates going to funerals on dates. Like what?
What?
That's not a thing.
That's not a date. If someone asks you to go to a funeral with her, it's not a date. It means you're her boyfriend.
Right. And you're in a relationship. They're not like, oh, no, it would be really fun if you came to this funeral with me.
I just imagine him like a year into dating someone not realizing that he's now in a relationship. And he's like, oh, man, this girl asked me to just go on a date with her to her father's funeral. Isn't that weird? It's like, no, you're her boyfriend and you didn't notice.
Okay, we got to power
through. Sorry, yes. Matt,
32, construction sales rep.
He is 6'3". He has no tattoos. His parents are great. And he wants to be Matt Lauer for a day? Okay. Oh.
He likes Justin Timberlake.
Also
Train.
He says
he loves Train.
That's a first. I didn't know anyone loved Train. The musical act, to be clear. He says Matt Lauer seems like a genuine guy, which is kind of the opposite of what most people seem to think about Matt Lauer, which is that he's a devious snake who's constantly undermining his female coworkers. But maybe he sees something in Matt Lauer that we don't.
He's not into online dating. He went on Tinder date once.
The most romantic present he's ever given is lingerie from Victoria's Secret.
Guys.
Do better.
Yeah. Come on. Set the bar higher. He also wants to be telepathic so he can read women's minds during dating.
He just watched What Women Want on cable, didn't he? Unfortunately, he can't read women's minds, and so nothing is preventing him from being a huge asshole, which my hopes are not high. Next is Michael. Michael is 26. He is a former pro basketball player, probably somewhere like Latvia.
Bulgaria.
Hey, there it is.
He wants to have lunch with Obama.
Sure. I'd do that. I'd like to get a beer with Obama, you know?
Definitely. He's not the center of attention. He's the first one who's said he's not the center of attention.
He says there's always a reason why people need attention.
He also loves Denzel. These guys love Denzel, Matt McConaughey, and The Rock.
I feel like it's telling that for all, like, it's all the black men. You know, they're like, well, there's one black actor who's been, like, critically acclaimed.
And all the lamest white men love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Everyone loves The Rock, though. That's really...
He crosses the boundaries that separate us artificially as humans, and he brings us together in appreciation of his rippling physique and his gregarious personality.
Michael seems pretty normal.
Yes. And he eats paleo, so that's...
Cool.
I hope to see him just downing some meat from the meat platter. I want to say about Milton.
He's 31. He's a hotel recreation supervisor. What do you want to say, Claire?
I want to say to my dad, you're welcome for getting into The Bachelor. Now you get to watch a Milton try to find love. And no, it's not the poet from, you know, several hundred years ago, but a little bit of that spirit will be carried on in Milton's presence on this show. He's 6'5". He's tall. He lived 4 months without power just for kicks, or?
I assume he was – I want to know where he was.
I know. They need to be more specific.
He clearly was getting tired. He didn't write that much.
Oh, he gets real honest. What do you hope to get out of participating in this television show? He wants to get discovered.
Wait, what? Real answer?
I would like to
Me I'm made for TV or movies.
He wants to break into writing or acting. I have to say, like...
I kind of respect that.
Honesty. And he is a recreation supervisor, so clearly he's got the performative, outgoing nature.
You know what? I respect
I can't
respect
say that
the
he's
honesty,
the
Milton.
Most photogenic of the men so far, but these,
no,
these
but
photos
you never
are
know
sometimes
with
misleading.
These, yeah, sometimes cute ones look horrible.
Do you consider yourself romantic? I don't mind being romantic, but it can show you're weak.
Oh, man. Milton.
Oh, God. All right. Next is Mohit.
Mohit. He's 26. He's a product manager.
He has no tattoos yet.
He wants to have lunch with Elon Musk.
He's the second, I think, who wants to have lunch with Elon Musk.
He once met the Power Rangers.
All of them?
I don't know. He just said the Power Rangers.
I love his answer to gluten, which the fact that it's just a one-word question irritates me beyond belief. Gluten, he says, I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween.
I nice. Like that.
And what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? He says, Tabasco.
I like hot sauce. I don't want hot sauce anywhere near my genitals.
Yeah. So here's something that if you're considering this, you should know and keep in mind. And this is also true if you're chopping jalapenos and you, in the next couple hours, engage in sexual play. What you have down there are very sensitive mucous membranes, and that can the hot molecules, the spiciness molecules, I'm a scientist, can be transferred very easily through those mucous membranes. And what you'll feel is an incredibly sharp burning sensation. And then you'll find yourself sprinting madly into the bathroom to flush out your genitals with cold water. And, you know, to be clear, milk would work better if you're in that situation. But I understand not wanting to pour milk on your vagina or penis. But just don't do it. It's... Nothing good can come out of that.
Doesn't sound great.
Next, we have Peter. Peter's cute.
Ooh, Peter is so cute. He was on Ellen also, and he was very cute. He was Peter from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. All the best Bachelor men are from Wisconsin.
He's really cute. Claire loves Nick. But this
31.
Guy is very cute.
He's a business owner. Hopefully he owns a real
multi-million-dollar business than his dad. Just kidding.
He modeled in Greece for 3 months.
Ooh.
So apparently we're not the only ones who think he's attractive.
Damn.
Do you have any phobias that would prohibit your participation in certain activities? He says heights and deep water.
Well, we know what dates
Standing
he's getting.
Standing on a cave, though, nope. He's definitely going to end up on a cliff. He's going to have to rappel down a cliff. And he asked for it, basically.
Yeah, you never tell the Bachelor people that you're afraid of heights. Number one mistake. he loves Saving Private Ryan.
His fun story about a one-night stand is that he woke up naked on the floor in a pitch-black room, and it turns out he'd gone home with a woman that he knew and was on the floor of her bathroom. He passed out there after going home with her.
He thought he'd been abducted, so and that must have been a
terrifying
moment.
This is also what he describes, I imagine, as his rock-bottom moment. And he loves Modern Family, just a real standard sort of
basic
dude.
But he's cute, so.
Yeah, so whatever.
Yeah.
We're down to the end here. I accidentally clicked into Will instead. Sorry. But next is Rob. Rob is, Chris Harrison said he had sort of a Tom Cruise vibe, and I see it.
Yeah, actually he does.
He's got those
teeth.
Cute. The Tom Cruise fixed up teeth.
He's a law student.
He's got the Tom Cruise eyebrows, too. Yeah, he's a 30-year-old law student. So clearly something else wasn't working out. I know how that is. Just kidding. I love podcasting. I'm doing it forever.
He's also well-traveled.
Yes. He did half of his college overseas.
His university.
University.
I like that.
Are you from England, Rob? Maybe he is. I don't know.
He's from Canada.
Sure.
University there. He was in China, Taiwan, Peru, and Spain.
If he could have lunch with one person, it would be Buddha. Well, I'd do mine with Santa Claus.
Oh, wait. He's not. He says if he could be any superhero, he'd be Superman because he's a U.S. alien like me.
Okay,
so
fine.
He is not American.
That's
originally.
Fair.
I love that.
And he had a phase where he wore blonde highlights and diamond studs.
That was a thing. Those,
it was
like,
never
blonde,
okay.
Like, frosted tips. But this, like, everyone in middle school had those. It was terrible.
I know. Well, I associate that with – I also went to middle school with the worst people, the boys specifically. Like, my grade of dudes
well,
in middle school
fair, middle
was
school,
legendary, though. Like, other people were like, the guys in your class suck so much. So I associate that look with being mocked for my unibrow.
Wait, I like this guy. He prefers a woman who pursues him because it shows she has the courage to go for something she wants despite the cultural expectation that the man do the pursuing.
Oh, he's,
you know what?
He's the woke guy.
I'm here for it. Rob, give me a call if you didn't win.
Yeah. You can wait till he gets kicked off and just, like, slide into the DMs.
Exactly.
I'm sure he didn't know. They love it when that happens, and they're ready to commit, I've found.
Yeah.
Once they get off the Bachelor.
Always really ready for commitment.
All right. Will is 28. He's our last Bachelor. He is a sales manager. He's 6'3". He has several tattoos. A lot of clean cut guys
too.
This season. Just a few tattoo guys. He would be Will Smith for a day.
He likes Shawshank Redemption and Star Wars.
He
solid.
Yeah, he loves
he's
to be
also
romantic
traveled.
When he meets someone who he feels is worthy. And if you don't feel like she's worthy, maybe just like set her free. If you don't love
no,
someone,
treat her like shit.
Let them go. What's your worst date memory? Every Tinder date ever. I kind of love
fair,
that.
Fair, same.
The question, the meatloaf question, he would do anything for love, but he won't do that. What will you not do? And he says, be someone's second choice.
Well,
I think that's a good answer.
That is a good answer. And I also think he might have to bow out of this contest.
I know.
He might, in fact, be someone's, like, 20th choice.
Yeah, well. But, like, the thing about The Bachelor is, unless you have a Brooke situation, she gets to have her first choice. That's actually kind of the case.
No, it's true.
In The Bachelor, much more so than in real life.
It worked out well for Des in the end. So,
yeah. I still feel bad for Chris, though. If I watched that season back and saw her crying and then was like, okay, I guess I'll let Chris propose to me.
Now they have a child.
I would have been
bummed.
They're fine.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about them. So that's the whole group of guys.
You know what? Better than average.
Yeah.
Some of them have read.
There are some
valleys.
Some
of them have traveled. There's only a couple of them seem racist, sexist, or transphobic.
From this.
I'm sure there will be more, but usually it's like at least half.
It was great to see like a good assortment of diverse members of the cast. I think Rachel, also being someone who's dated Black men in the past, we're likely to see some Black bachelors get further this season, which is awesome. And maybe we'll keep leading the franchise in a good direction for diversity. But also a lot of signs of concern, and I can't wait to see how this all plays out.
I think it's
going
to be a really good season.
Yeah, and I just want to end by saying, never question our devotion again. We're here for you. We did this breakdown.
Love you. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our producer and editor, Nick Offenberg.
And if you haven't yet, now's a great time to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes to subscribe so you don't miss any of Rachel's season recaps. Give us a rating. It really helps us reach new people. We're also on Facebook. You can like us there. You can find us both on Twitter, where we live tweet the episodes. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emily D. Rose. You can also send us an email. We love getting those at heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We will talk to you on Tuesday. And just until then, waboom.
Waboom.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.